Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. This is Let's Talk Pella, and we're sitting down with Debbie Mock, a sleep specialist here at Pella Regional Health Center, and we're talking about Sleep Week. So first and foremost, I'd like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella, Debbie.
Thanks for having me today.
Most people, I think, are pretty used to not getting the perfect night's sleep every night. There are some people that really should seek help, and you guys provide all kinds of services. Could you tell me a little bit what the Sleep and Respiratory Care Center does here at Pella Regional?
We, like most of our patients, are referred to us through their health care provider. The patients have probably been suffering for several years, what's mostly called excessive daytime sleepiness, and they've just given it off to, well, we had a baby in the house, I have stress in my life right now, I really don't need that much sleep, and there's all kinds of excuses. But what, you know, might set it off is they come back and they keep having high blood pressure, they can't function as well, they're moody, they think they're depressed. And so the doctor says, you know, how are you sleeping? And of course the wife or the spouse or the significant other comes in, they snore a lot, they wake me up, I have to go to the other bedroom, they wake up gasping at night. Well, these are huge clues that possibly this person needs to see a sleep specialist. So at that point, they will be seen by a sleep specialist, and that's where they come to us, where we will actually run a sleep study on them. That starts by 8 or 9 o'clock at night. They're usually out of here by 5 and 6 in the morning. Very pleasant experience. It really is. It's a very home-like atmosphere. We are proud to let people or remind people that we have a brand new lab. Select comfort, double and queen size beds, you know, very, very nice. They are monitored by their respiratory, their oxygen, their EEG signals, which means their brain waves. We want to know what stage of sleep they're in at night. And from there, we give the results to the doctors after the end of the sleep study. People come back for a follow-up. They see whether they need therapy or not. And then we go from there, following them up.
And those therapy options obviously vary based on what the problem is, but leaving these things untreated can have some pretty significant effects on quality of life and even health.
Right. Probably 18 million people in the United States alone have been diagnosed with a form of sleep disorders, mostly obstructive sleep apnea. That's when your airway is blocked and the flow of air cannot go in and out, and so you wake up gasping. Probably 10 million people in the United States are undiagnosed with it right now.
It's a pretty significant portion. Are there specific, you know, like I said, everyone's probably used to not getting that perfect night's sleep that you wish for. Are there specific signs beyond waking up gasping for air that people should be watching out for?
Chronic morning headaches. You know, a lot of these people, they could fall asleep at any moment. In fact, we have a quick, easy 8-question test that we survey that we give them. In fact, if you have internet access, you can get on the Pella Regional Health website and go to the search and then go to Sleep Center, and right there you can take that 8-question test. It just takes a couple of minutes. It's like, ask you how easy is it for you to fall asleep when you're watching TV, up to do you actually fall asleep possibly waiting at a stoplight. And if your score is high enough, then it says you know, you probably should take this information to your doctor. I'd like to let people know that we spend a third of our lives sleeping. And so, you know, it's really important for them to understand the process of sleep. It's really not understood by a lot of people. We go through 4 stages of sleep at night. The first one is very light, where you can be easily aroused. The second stage is where we really are not aware of what's going around us, and that's the most time we spend in that stage. The third one is delta sleep, or slow wave sleep. This is really important because this is where our body is restored. The next stage is REM sleep, or rapid eye movement sleep. That's where our eyes move from side to side and our dreaming occurs. And this is where our brain functions are restored. It's like you being able to, everything you did all day, putting it nicely in a file so that you can retrieve it easily whenever you want it. So all those cycles take about 90 minutes, and we should go through at least 5 of those a night. So that means 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night for adult. If we take and deprive ourselves of a couple of those sleep cycles anybody can be excessively sleepy during the daytime because they've missed those processes for restoring their body and their brain. So that's, it's so important that people really take sleep seriously. Everybody really needs the same amount of sleep. There's no such thing as I can get by on. That's really not true. Everybody has the same sleep cycle, and it's dictated by nature, by light and darkness. And shift workers have a really hard time with it because you really can't turn that on and off. It's there from the beginning.
Well, before we wrap things up, is there anything else you'd like to touch on?
Our lab is accredited by the American Association of Sleep Medicine. This is a high standard that makes sure that you are in a quality center. It also means that we are only one of 18 hospitals that has that standard in the state of Iowa. Most are in your large cities.
Debbie, I'd like to thank you once again for coming on Let's Talk Pella.
Thank you for having me, and have a good night's sleep.
Once again, this has been Let's Talk Pella. We sat down with Debbie Mock, a sleep specialist here at Pella Regional Health Center in the Sleep and Respiratory Care Facility. You're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Stay tuned. Your Weather Eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.